Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve, and God is in the miracle working business. The Lord bless you, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. It's a privilege and a joy to be back with you again. And before I begin to share what the Lord has placed on my heart, I'd like to just take a moment in prayer. I feel there are some listening right now that feel very tired and weary, and also weak, physically weak. Some of you might be fighting some seasonal sicknesses and infirmities. You know, this is the traditional cold and flu season. And so let's just take a moment to stand on the Word of God together and agree in prayer. Father, I thank you for the privilege we have as your people to be able to call upon you. Lord, you said we would call upon you in the day of trouble, and you would deliver us, and we would glorify you. So, Lord, we thank you that you are a gracious and a loving and a merciful God, ready to forgive. Lord, you see, Lord, the many times we stumble, we fall, but Lord, our hearts are turned towards you, and we desire to walk in all pleasing before you. So, Father, those that have been really struggling, those that are weary and tired from spiritual battles, from physical trials they've been going through emotional battles with family and loved ones, through situations on the job, you know all of those circumstances, Lord, I just ask that you, by the Holy Spirit, would touch them in their deepest area of need. And Lord, that you would provide the strength and the courage and the hope and the faith that they need. Lord, there's something about faith. Lord, we can recall the wonderful things you have done in days past. And Lord, hope rests and trusts in your mercy and faithfulness, that we can believe for those things that your word has promised us. For it is your will to meet all of our needs, Lord, according to your riches and glory. So, Father, thank you for this time. Thank you for touching that one that feels so alone as they're listening to this broadcast. Lord, let them realize that even if they do not have the immediate comfort of human fellowship and understanding, they have a God that understands and never leaves them nor forsakes them. Lord, you would be with us, Lord, till the very end of the age. And Lord, we thank you. If we have accepted Jesus into our hearts, we are part of your glorious, wonderful family that will one day be united together with our loved ones around your throne. And so thank you, Lord, for encouragement. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for opening our hearts now to receive your word. And Lord, that you will continue to perfect that which concerns us. Lord, you who began that good work in us, you don't leave us halfway, Lord. You do a complete and a thorough work. Lord, many times it's not the way we would have it, the way we would do it, but Lord, your ways aren't our ways and your thoughts aren't our thoughts. So we bow before your majesty and we thank you, Lord, that you are having your way in our lives. We yield in submission and in love and in trust to your goodness. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Praise God. Well, beloved, we're going to be looking at a few verses of Scripture and found in the book of Acts. And the purpose of this time of sharing is that I want to release you into truth. You know, God reserves the right to deal with each one of us in a different fashion. Why? Because we're all very differently made up. Our personalities, our experiences, the things we've gone through in life all have played a part in fashioning us to be the people that we are. But I believe there is no greater safety mechanism in our lives than to be committed to the Lord and a knowledge of His truth and ways? The children of Israel saw His mighty acts, but Moses wanted to know His ways. He wanted to see God's glory. He talked with Him face to face as one would a friend, and yet he still wasn't satisfied. He wanted to know more of God. And that should be our desire. If we will hold that uppermost in our hearts to seek after the Lord, He won't let us be ashamed. And we're going to be looking at just a few instances in the life of one of the most important heroes of the Bible, and that is the Apostle Paul. Now, if you recall, we are introduced to him in the book of Acts. And some of you may have wished, oh, I wish I could have had a dramatic conversion experience like Paul did. He was very zealous for the Lord. He was on his way to Damascus. He was with a group of other soldiers and being escorted, and he was knocked from his horse. He saw a brilliant, blinding light, and the Lord Jesus spoke to him and literally turned his life around and called him to be an apostle of the Gentiles. He's one of my favorite heroes of the Bible. The longer I walk with the Lord, the more I have learned to love the Apostle Paul and all that he stood for and all that he went through. The very griefs of his heart when his own countrymen, those who were flesh and blood, his own culture, they turned against him. They didn't understand him. But that he was willing to pay the price that he did for the sake of the Lord Jesus. He said he was not disobedient to the heavenly calling, and because of his obedience, his willingness to suffer and lay his life down, much of the New Testament that we have, we can be thankful to the Lord that he had the wonderful scholastic ability to be able to pen very profound scriptural truths and put them on paper for generations following. And so he is one of my heroes. And what we want to look at in this time together that we're sharing today, and well, I'm just getting into it today, and we'll look at it in greater length in subsequent broadcasts, but that there are principles that we can learn from his life as well as his personal testimony. Now, let's get a little bit of background. You know, whenever I'm, you know, ministering on the radio, we have people in the audience that are in many different levels spiritually. Some have walked with the Lord for years. Others are just babes in Christ. So it's always good to refer to the scriptures. And I'm going to start reading in the 7th chapter of Acts, where there is a description of the church's first martyr, which was Stephen. He was stoned to death. And on at verse 58 of the 7th chapter of Acts, it says, "And they cast him, Stephen, out of the city and stoned him, and the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet, whose name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Then in verse 8, it goes on to say, "And Saul was consenting unto his death. And at that time there was a great persecution against the church which was at Jerusalem. And they were all scattered abroad through the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles." And of course, sometimes Bible scholars have said it took the persecution to get them to really obey what Jesus said, because he said, "You would be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea and Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth." Verse 3 says, "As for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering into every house and hailing men and women and committing them to prison. Therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word." Now, then in verse 1 of chapter 9, we go on to read, "And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughters against the disciples of the Lord, went into the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way," referring to the Christians, "whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And he journeyed as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul rose from the earth, and when his eyes were open, and when his eyes, he saw no man, he was blind. And they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And he was 3 days without sight, neither did eat nor drink. So this was the beginning of God's dealing with the apostle Saul, or Saul, who was to become the apostle Paul. And there's some very interesting dynamics that we can see as we go into this experience that he had. But in the moments that remain, I just want to take a moment, as I did on last week's broadcast, to just share with the listening audience, some of you on the mailing list, you know, part of my spiritual family, that this year we're celebrating 50 years in ministry, probably 40 years on this particular station. And there's a letter from a sister writing from Santa Rosa partner. She says, when I saw the sticker, I sent out a mailing with 50 years on the envelope. I immediately thought of the year of Jubilee. Then reading your letter explaining the aspects of the Jubilee, well, it was a blessing to read and experience. I know you experienced much hardship in years past and probably wondered about the future of UCM ministry, but you pressed into God, seeking only to know him and his plan for you in the UCM ministry, and I'm so glad you did. Your love for God and his people is such an inspiration. You've encouraged me so many times with your teachings and personal word to my life. Thank you, Jesus, for your faithfulness and obedience. Praise God. Well, if you need the support of prayer and personal encouragement as this dear sister who's been with the ministry for many years, I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. And also, in special celebration, I'm making available to the listening audience a CD entitled Ministry Classics, some excerpts of Brother Glass in his radio broadcast, as well as some of the old hymns that he would sing. Just request it. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,